The U.S. is hosting the Copa America this year, and the opening game kicks off tonight in Atlanta between the reigning champions Argentina and Canada. The International Soccer Tournament is one of the sport's oldest. 16 teams from North, Central, and South America are taking part. But if you haven't been paying attention, you might want to this year. We're going to tell you why, or rather, John Arnold is going to. He writes about soccer, and he's joining us from Dallas, Texas, which is not far from Arlington, where three of the tournament's matches will be played. Good morning, John.
Morning.
So Copa America is typically just for teams from South America, but things are a little different this year. How so?
Yeah, we've got six teams invited from the CONCACAF region, which is global soccer's governing body for North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. There's this big energy around the sport in the United States with Lionel Messi of Argentina playing in our domestic league, Major League Soccer, and just a lot of people wanting to, quite frankly, make money off of fans in the U.S. and capitalize on the energy around the sport. So Copa America was held as a special edition in the United States in 2016 that was celebrating the 100th anniversary of the tournament. This time around, the planned host country, Ecuador, said quite far in advance that they might not be able to host because of infrastructure issues. The U.S. made a natural sort of host, and I guess we get six invited teams, including the U.S., for the privilege of hosting. So it's going to be 16 teams. It also makes an easier knockout tournament when you're actually putting the bracket together if you have 16 instead of 10. So,
yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How do you think it'll change the tournament?
Traditionally, the invited teams that they bring in to make the numbers, literally to make the bracket better, haven't really challenged. Now and then there's a run, but I think this time around it should be more competitive. The U.S., Mexico, even countries like Costa Rica and Panama have shown that they can compete with some of these bigger teams from South America in recent international competitions. So I do think it'll add an extra element of difficulty for a lot of the South American teams that want to lift their continental championship.
So I understand that you are planning to attend the U.S. debut Sunday against Bolivia. What are you looking forward to seeing in that match?
Well, I think it's a tournament with a lot of pressure for U.S. manager Greg Berhalter. With that 2026 World Cup coming to American soil, I think that whatever happens, if the person leading that team into that World Cup is going to end up being the most famous manager of the men's national team and the most kind of criticized and under pressure as well. To me, that starts this summer because Berhalter has a chance to start things out against Bolivia and then prove in the group stage that he's the right person to lead the team and have that privilege ahead of the 2026 tournament. But of course, in sports, if things don't go well, then there's going to be plenty of people saying that they could do a better job and asking for a different manager. So yeah. I really think that the U.S. has a big chance to prove that they're on the right track, but you could also see a team that maybe needs a different direction.
Well, okay, true. You know, facts in all sports, people are rough. But while the U.S. is expected to be, you know, good, Argentina won the Cup last time, returns with Lionel Messi as captain. I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time. Does the U.S. stand a chance against Messi?
I don't think Argentina. Yeah, well, and in that 2016 tournament, the U.S. stood a chance and looked great until they saw Lionel Messi in Argentina. Even though Messi's getting old in a soccer sense, he's still one of the best players in the world. He proved it in 2022 when Argentina won the World Cup. He proved it the year before that when Argentina won this tournament, the Copa America. When you look at this tournament, for me, it's Argentina and a chasing pack. But if the U.S. is in that pack, that's progress. That hasn't traditionally been the case. So I don't think they'll beat Messi. I don't think they'll beat Argentina. But to be in the discussion would be something positive.
Right. Fun to watch. So speaking of that, which matchups are you looking forward to in the coming weeks?
I'm really excited to see what happens with Uruguay, the Argentine neighbor. They're a small country, but they've really punched above their weight on the international soccer level. They have Marcelo Bielsa as their current coach, known as El Loco, the crazy one, for how intense he is, how much preparation he puts into games. They're going to have games against the U.S. in the group stage, and then they'll likely play Brazil or Colombia in the next round. I think it's going to be a really fun team to watch if you want to go a little deeper than just the U.S.
All right. That is sports journalist John Arnold. John, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks.